please like, comment, and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Tora, and we want to thank you for joining us with another episode of Kicking It with Kim and Tora. Like always, we have great topics. We usually have three, but we go off topic and we talk about a lot of other things. So this week, I cannot wait to tell you all about this hack I saw on TikTok. Queen, guess what? I saw on TikTok, people were putting lemons or limes under their bed, covering it with salt, right?
Soap?
Salt.
Oh, salt.
S-A-L-T, salt. Mm-hmm. Not a particular salt, just any salt. I guess Himalayan salt, they said it can work even better, but I just used regular salt because I wanted to see if it worked first. So I cannot sleep with anything under my bed. I am like a psychic when it comes to things under my bed. If you put a crumb under my bed, I will wake up and find it and be like, it's got to go. I can't. I mean, there's never anything under my bed.
Okay.
So I was skeptical about doing this because you have to put it under your bed. So I'm like, how am I going to sleep with this under my bed? It's supposed to remove like toxins in your brain, help you sleep better, any like negative energy around you, it's supposed to, everything that's been going on in your life. And I have like dream catchers above my bed. I've tried everything because I am a very easy sleeper. And I say that because I don't want to be negative, meaning I don't get good rest. My body brain doesn't shut off. Okay. So I'm trying anything. So I try this. This is two parts. So I try this hack. I put it under my bed. I do the salt.
You put it on top of something?
I put it in a little glass jar. So I put the, okay. I cut the lime in half and I use lime. They say you can use lemon, which is supposed to work, but I use limes. And they said anything citrus. So citrus, lemons, or limes work. So
well,
I use limes.
Right.
So, and they did say oranges too. So I cut it in half. I put in a glass bowl. I poured the salt on it and I put it under my bed. Okay. So the first night I was like, yeah, whatever. You know, I'm a little, you know, me, you got to really hit me hard to get me to notice something. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'll try the second night. Okay. Hold on now. What's going on? Third night. Okay. I'm a believer at the third night. So it's been about, I've done this for like a week and a half. So at the end of the first week, I took it out and I got another one. So the first day of the second week I'm doing it, same results. Everything is perfection. I am sleeping. I'm having beyond good thoughts and dreams. I'm not waking up with negativity and ready to fight the world. I don't know what's in this, but let me tell you something. I don't know when it hit me, but I remember my grandmother always having something that looked like mold underneath our beds.
Oh, wow.
Whenever we would stay with her, she would have, and I always, it all hit me all at once. I never knew what it was. I never asked her, what was
so
it?
She would my just grandmother leave it there for a very long time. You don't have yeah. to really maybe change it every week.
You don't. And I was thinking, but my grandmother was an African spiritualist, if you can make up a word and say that.
Somebody so you call her a spiritualist.
She was a spiritualist. And she practiced, I mean, people have come to her for, would come to her for years that felt like they had roots on them. For years, we've watched her have patients in and out, in and out. And a lot of things, you know, out the years I have practiced and I have done when I feel like I've gone around negativity and stuff. But this one thing I never even thought about, but I saw it on TikTok and it was with some lady who was African and she says they did it all the time. Oh, she was wow. like, it pours out when your soul goes to rest and it drains it down from your bed and goes into the salt. I am a believer. I don't care what anybody else says. You don't have to believe it. It might not even work for you. I'm sorry if you're not a believer. But when I tell you it works, it worked.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it.
And I would
tonight. I always have lemon, limes, and oranges. I'll try it tonight. So, Tora, have you heard that the United States Supreme Court issued a ruling mm-hmm. that within 100 miles of the border, border agents can enter our homes without a warrant, and they have a map of the United States. It covers all the outline of the United States going into 100 miles, which means it covers all of Florida, and they're saying it covers us. I don't know what border we're on, but it covers us as well. And they're saying it affects 2/3 of Americans. No one needed. They can come in your home. I don't know.
Who are they looking for? What are they looking for?
I mean, because it's border agents and you're by the border, I'm thinking they're looking for illegal immigrants, but that doesn't make any sense because the borders are wide open. They're busing them up here to DC and all throughout the country. They're flying them to the Midwest. So what the hell do we need a ruling like that for if you're welcoming them in and dispersing them throughout the country? I don't
Is this under this administration they're saying that they can do this? Like,
The Supreme Court. I haven't read the case. I might take a look at it tonight, but it's all over the internet that the Supreme Court has issued this ruling. And
nobody's saying why? Like, are they saying because they're being sex slaves or they're being harbored as
no legitimate reason for that? The United States Constitution, Fourth Amendment, protects us from unreasonable searches and seizures, and that.
So how is that possible? Because isn't that unreasonable?
It's to me and to you and to all the people on social media. Mm-hmm. But I guess the court they're always reinterpreting the Constitution, and because of the immigration issue, which to me the Biden administration has exacerbated. Hello. Maybe they use that as a justification, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not really sure, but I don't like it and nobody really likes it.
I wouldn't either. Like, I can't even imagine because you can actually use that as any excuse.
Right, for anything. You don't need a reason.
It has to do with, you know, illegal aliens. It could really mean I just want to uproot your life and tear it apart and invade your privacy if you want to, right?
Yeah,
like, is it saying like they have to have some knowledge, like some witness said?
I didn't read the decision, but that's what a warrant does. A warrant requires them to go to a magistrate and present the reasoning and get approval and then come into your home. But if you're leaving it to people on the ground, on their feet, to just say, we're entering that home, it's a problem. I mean, you know, it's a problem.
Unbelievable. I'm so scared for our future, for our children. Like, I see it coming. I mean, I don't know if you've been looking at the, well, I know you have, but I've been listening to Bernie Sanders talk about the have and the have nots and how it is, there is just a thin line. Like, you either gonna have food to put on your table or you're gonna have trillions of dollars to throw it in everybody's face. Like,
so. Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's been going on for a while. They call it the systems rigged, the oligarchy, all of that sort of thing, but it's been going on for a very long time. And Bernie was mentioning that CEOs make 350 times more than employees, that minimum wage is at starvation level. Apparently, it's $7.25 an hour.
Sure is.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I actually had a job paying that and they were like, well, you could always earn commission. I'm like, nah, we're good.
Yeah, we gotta start higher than that. Yeah. He said that the top two wealthy people own more than the bottom 42% of people in this country.
But I heard they're not even born and raised in the United States though.
And that the top 1% own more than 90% of the people below them. So clearly,
how can you have great intentions for the United States of America if you aren't even born and raised here, but you have
what are you talking about the top two?
They're saying, well, this is what I heard, that the top two and the top five, only three were born in the United States. The rest were born
You talking about Africa. Soros, Elon Musk, and who else? Who are the top five or the top two?
Well, I'm assuming it's definitely Elon Musk. And I'm definitely saying it's Jeff Bezos. And then there's supposed to be the people who own like World Bank or you know.
They're not Americans, though.
They're supposedly here in the United States.
They're being counted as our top, wealth holders. But on my TikTok for a very long time, I have been saying, stand up, fall back, get your kids out of school, stop working for corporations. We gotta start extricating ourselves from this system because we are the ones that are keeping it rolling. And as soon as we pull out, it falls away. Now the sisters, or I don't know if it's her, I heard her saying it, you did too, but people have been saying starting July 4th, leave. They're talking about don't pay your Wi-Fi, your
money. I've been saying that for how long?
Cable. What if we did it for 1 month? Just so, you know, we can always catch up.
And she said the same thing. You said people out here saying, but I can't afford it. She said, but you can afford to keep burying your child and burying your spouse and burying yourself. And I was like,
That months ago in the winter time when we were taping, I recall that you said that a very long time ago. So are you going to do it? Are you thinking about
100%.
It?
100%. I mean, literally somebody wanted us to do something on the 4th. And I told them we can be there on the 3rd. But we're flying back on the 3rd, and I will be in this house on the 4th. And my phone won't be off. I didn't already told my family, don't ask because it won't happen. I'm not coming to any barbecues. That means nothing to me. I'm going to make a stand for me and mine on that day too. I'm going to participate.
But there are two different things. There's one proposal saying don't celebrate the 4th. Mm-hmm. We weren't free then anyway. Yeah. It's not for melanated people. But the other proposal is drop out.
I didn't hear that.
The 4th. That's the one you sent me. That's the one you sent me.
I didn't hear her say 2 weeks.
Did she say 2 weeks?
I didn't hear her say. I thought she just wanted us to do the 4th of July and make our thing.
She said drop out. Now people are coming back saying. People are coming back saying, well, what about our Wi-Fi and our this and our that? And then other people are saying, what about them? They're just traps.
Get your battery operated analog radio and put your music on. Like, really, that's all you need.
What I'm going to do is stitch her and put it on my TikTok and ask my followers, are we doing this? Because what I don't want to do is screw up all my stuff and then everybody continues.
Else don't do it, right.
What they always do, and none of my bills are paid, and I'm sitting here looking stupid. I'm gonna try and get a sense of, are people really gonna do this? And then, like I'm telling you, I would try for 1 month. Mm-hmm. I'll pay everything before the 4th, and then I won't pay anything after that, and I'll just see what happens. Because if everybody stops paying everything, they cannot.
What a beautiful world we would be in. One person could be punished for it. And Biden would be forced to release some daggone stimulus money that I don't understand. Like, I know Trump was supposed to go down in history as the worst president in the world, but
Biden, all day, he's
running a good second place because
he's in first.
All the Black people who voted for him, I have not heard any of us celebrate one thing he's done great that says, thank you, Black people. Here, this is what I'm giving y'all. You know what y'all did for us? And getting us in this administration and getting the ball rolling, I'm going to give you I can't stand him. I'm going to say Juneteenth.
With Walmart ice cream on top of it.
Exactly. With some Ben and Jerry's pie. We are not doing that.
No. Yeah, Biden is hands down, the worst president, worse than Reagan. Yep. And that's saying some shit. Worse than Nixon.
Worse than Bush. I think he's worse than Bush. Because Trump, to me, now is, now that all the things he said and about how gas prices were going to go up and how people were not going to have food, and I'm like, how did he know all this?
You know how he knew. There's a one world order agenda, and Trump. Trump is related to Trump and Putin and Bush and Obama and the British monarchy. They all share.
Okay, that moves into our next subject when you say that, because now they're releasing that Putin and Russia voted to have world peace and humanity for Black minorities throughout the world, Africans throughout the world, and equality. But Russia, but Ukraine and America were the only two people who voted against it.
So what Putin did, as far as I can tell, is to propose a resolution to strike down neo-Nazism.
Right.
And they're saying that every country in the United Nations voted in favor of it.
Or either said NA, which is...
Yeah, or either sat out, yeah. Other than U.S. and Ukraine.
Just said flat out no. So my thing is, what are we doing, really? What are we doing? Because if
we are laundering money. We're laundering money. We're supporting neo-Nazism. And then remember, I was telling you, I haven't seen it, but when I do, I'm going to send it to you. There's this guy, Pastor Stephen Darby. You know him? He died.
Oh, yeah. I do listen to him. I do.
Well, he had done a sermon saying that the Ashkenazi Jews, the fake Jews in Israel, wanted to come back home to Ukraine. And Putin wouldn't let them come. And because the Jews control the media, ever since then, they have demonized Russia in the media. So I don't know. But back to Trump, all he did was spill the beans on his cousins. He spilled the beans on his relatives. And he withdrew us from the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
The same people trying to take our sovereignty. And one of the first things Biden did was put us back in. Biden is the biggest globalist.
And I did not know. They always talk about, the president doesn't have this much power. That's some bull. No one could sell me on that ever again. That president has a lot of pull, and he has a lot of things he can do to make things harder on everyone else. And what I see now is why they're trying to send Trump to prison on the quick and fast list, which I don't think is going to happen anymore.
I think so many
Black people, so many Spanish people, so many minorities are on board now with, y'all got it wrong. Y'all, that man wasn't as bad as y'all said he was. I don't care about the insurrectionists anymore. I don't care about what he was saying. My thing is that man was actually protecting us on some good stuff, and we slept on him. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really sleep on him, but because I felt like, I was still always Putin and Trump on the DL, but
I slept on him because of his overt racism.
And the people who supported him was racist, and they were annoying
and his supporters
to all of us.
And I all turn me off.
He could have tamed his little minions, and then we all could have been in probably a perfect world. But they saw all of a sudden, they thought, we're back on. Like, dude, shut up. That's not even what this man stood for. Now that I'm looking.
He might have. I'm just for looking at reality as it is.
I don't think he stood on racism.
I think he stood for racism. I saw him mock a disabled person. I heard him call I heard him call the people in Wisconsin with guns outside the Capitol good people. I heard him call Black people thugs. I saw him do and say a lot of racist stuff. And I know that all those rednecks did
without content, because once I look back on it, calling Black people thugs without content is wrong. Because you need to say, y'all know, y'all be saying the same thing about so-and-so. And I do. Because recently, I don't know if you've been seeing it on your TikTok, but it's been a wave of Black men just killing Black women. Their girlfriends, their wives. It's been a wave of it.
I saw one today.
Oh, it's more than just one. It is so many. And I'm just like, what is y'all doing? Are you for real right now? I'm watching two shows. One where y'all praising Becky like she is the gold mine of life, and then y'all killing us.
I see a lot of Black men coming on there supporting us and talking about the queens and talking about protecting us.
I've been hearing a lot of white dudes.
I haven't seen the other side.
I've been seeing a lot of white dudes talking about how I just seen a white dude who talked about how this the Denver Broncos was bought by the lady who owned her, the guy.
Hobson. She's a Harvard law grad too, yeah.
And I thought of you when I was reading her bio.
But she's a bomb. She's been rocking Wall Street for decades.
She's not a hero. We eventually are going to be in a dinner with her somewhere because she's so energetically our type. I just love everything she stood for. And for her to seal that deal. She's a Black female owner of the Denver Broncos. Just, girl, my prayer.
You know, I can't be on board. You know I can't be on board. First off, I want to reiterate, I think Trump was racist as hell, but sometimes we have to put that down in order to live. There are two wars. There's a war on humanity and there's a war on Black people. And he was
You don't think Biden is racist?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So racist that he actually hurting us more than helping us.
No, Biden's a racist. If you look back at when he pressed that crime bill and called us super criminals and all, Biden's right. They're all racist. The issue was that Trump was blatant about it. And so he empowered
my kind of guy. Give me that. I don't need to enter your home if you tell me you don't like me and you don't want me here. I don't need, but if you tell me come on in, but in the end of the day, you spitting all in my food and doing stuff to me, I'd much rather have Trump tell me, girl, you are not welcome in my house, but I'll give you some gas money so you can drive back home. However, Biden won't even give you the gas money, drive back home.
This and then
you come in your house, spitting in your food, trying to hurt you.
If Trump was your neighbor or somebody down the street, I would agree. I prefer in my everyday life for racists to let me know so that I can stay away from them.
Right.
But when you are the head of a country, what you do is empower other racists and people who are on the fence. I don't want to be racist. I don't want to see myself that way. But those Black people are blah, blah. He empowered all of them to go over. So and you know for a fact, we had a climate in this country of full-scale racism that really hasn't gone away. And so he did damage. But if I have to choose, I fight the war on Blacks and I fight the war spiritually. I'm not out there shooting.
I know what you're talking about.
The war on humanity and the war on Blacks. If I have to choose, I'm going to go with the war on humanity because then we're all preserved and then I can work on that other piece. But if they destroy us all, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? So I would have to go with him.
And I feel like Biden is destroying us all.
Everybody.
Where is Kamala Harris? Think about that. Where is she?
She's a non-issue.
I look back at my Twitter from when she dropped out of the race and I'm like, don't worry about it, sister. I already know you're going to be in that White House. I feel it in my soul. And now I just looked at it the other day and just was like sad and sick to my stomach. Like, how did I miss this?
Did I not tell you that she wasn't about nothing? What everybody walking around wearing their pearls and Tims and what Converse and all that? She just is a fool. She just is a token, a figurehead to get us to further vote for Joe Biden. Then she dropped out. She was assigned the job of controlling the borders when she first, when they first got elected. She dropped out. Everybody was like, we never see her. She has an issue.
The warrant thing makes me think like she really is out of touch, because you okay that as a lawyer?
I keep telling you, the Supreme Court, those justices ruled that.
The court is independent.
Remember, we have the three branches. They're all independent. Congress, the executive, and the judiciary. The court is independent. Now, if you're saying that they were having some behind the scenes stuff, and I agree, but at least as they're presenting it to us, it's all the court. And that's why they probably leaked that overturn of abortion thing too. So that they could get some behind the scenes crap going on to put some pressure.
And I have to believe that because of the simple fact that nothing just comes out of smoke, out of thin air. You know what I mean? It's always a match that lights it or something sparks it first. So where did the spark come from? Where the conversation was like, hey, this border is out of control. These people need to be stopped.
It was a lawsuit. I'm going to look it up so I can talk about it more next time. It was a lawsuit because the only way the Supreme Court rules anything
it had to start with a lawsuit.
Somebody probably had their home invaded in a warrantless invasion and they filed suit. And then these clowns said, oh, no, they can do that because they probably use exigent circumstances. But I'm going to have to look it up and then I'll have more information. But did you see the video of the rappers talking about we do not need to buy any more designer clothing? Those people don't like us. All we're doing is supporting people with European last names, and their status equals buying things you can't afford with money you don't have. It was T.I., David Banner, Waka Flocka, a whole bunch of people saying, enough already. If you want to buy something special, go find a Black designer, a local boutique.
They're going to need to find a Black woman first. All them brothers who you just named, I'm going to need them to find.
T.I.'s married to a Black woman. Ooh. Waka Flocka's, T.I.'s married to Tiny. She's mixed. Her mom was white. Her dad was Black. Yeah. Waka Flocka's married to whatever that little short girl's name is. She's Black. Tammy from Baltimore. Okay. She's a Black chick. And David Banner's not married, but I think him and India Arie had a thing. It might be over. Because they just seem to be so complimentary. And,
right.
But I'm on that black-white thing. And I don't think any of these men are about that. But I lately have been feeling like, this is crazy. The cheaper my clothing is, the better if I can make it 100%. If I can make it look good, because I'm not supporting.
100%.
I have a few things with people's name on it. I'm not doing no
free. I'm a label girl. I love shopping. I love brand names. I love it all. However, my thing is this. I would like for the elites, the people with the trillions who got it all in their closet and had it for... I'm gonna need you to show on TikTok, on social media, y'all giving it away to the very poor. And then I might take heed and be like, you know what? Good for you. I'll do this with you. But until then, I can't do it. I'm not gonna
even. But see, what they're saying is, this is exactly what they're saying. And I don't call those people elite anymore. I just call them globalists.
Okay,
global. So the globalists have the money.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're buying that stuff, you're supporting their bloodline. Abercrombie and Fitch are last names.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are European designers that we're supporting, but the globalists have the money to buy it. The rest of us, middle-class people, lower-income people, walking around with all
this. We don't buy it, but we struggle for our bills to get paid. Like, you're actually sacrificing your life. But now that's something I can't do. If I have extra and I want to give my extra to, and the reason why I say this is because sometimes I want to support our own so bad. And I got so many of our own as far as the food goes and like hair products go. I am 1,000% on, oh, this Black owned, I'm buying it. Okay, I found out Skims is Kim's name, but it is a Black girl who owns Skim. Oh,
I'm out of it. I don't care. She's the face of it. I'm not buying it.
But my thing is I always thought if I had a business from a little itty bitty girl, that was always, and that's crazy how I always said, if it takes that for to get to my people and the masses and make the money so I can help out my community, then I'll do it. Because I know they face win in this world we live in. However, with that said, I personally cannot support me and my own just yet, because we stab each other in our back every single time. Like, I don't understand why we have to be the only race out of all the races in the world that we are directly can't get it together and we have to stab
each other. You don't know why that is?
I wish I knew.
Social engineering. We have been programmed through the music. That's why Black men are killing white women. Black men are killing Black women because of the level of misogyny in the music, through the movies, through the TV, through everything we ever see. We have been socially engineered to be at odds with each other. Everybody else is okay. So it's got to start somewhere. It's got to start somewhere.
I literally heard Black men on this talk show the other day. Every word came out their mouth was the B word. And if you're going to give a B this, and if you're going to give a... I said, dude, you can't find no other word to address Black women other than the B word?
What else do they hear in the music, in the TV, and on the movies? That's all they hear. So,
but don't they know we will shut you down?
We won't. We won't. When I listened to my son's podcast recently, I told you I listened to Back That Ass Up.
Mm-hmm.
by Juvenile. Mm-hmm. I was calling it, you a fine B, you MF-er. It's been in that music for so long that it is ingrained in our men's minds, and we haven't done jack. Despite Queen Latifah talking about
the girl down in Atlanta, the DA down in Atlanta, ain't having it. She's sick and tired of being sick and tired.
So what's she doing?
She locked up a whole bunch of them rappers. She like, look, y'all.
Not for being at odds with women, for selling drugs and murdering people. That's different.
I mean, but that's at least letting them know what you putting in these lyrics we listening to and we gonna come after.
Well, that's what I had posted. Will it make it better? Will it make it better? I don't know. 100%.
100%.
I don't know. Last thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was saying that, you know, I think it will make it better because as Black people, we had, like you said, we've been socially engineered to not take care of one another, support each other, fight for one another, help each other out. And today I saw this ratchet video where these women would ratchet to 100,000% were talking about come outside, they were going to do something. And they were saying it as in a rap where they were going to fight somebody or hurt somebody. And so someone wrote in one of the comments, are these the Black queens that you say we're supposed to be protecting? Because if so, I'm out. And I felt it.
No,
I felt it. No. I said,
we are all wrapped up in their scheme. No, those are not the Black women we should protect. Those are the Black women we should be trying to wake up. But all of us other women over here, we are who you protect. Every time we see a bad brother or a bad chick, it doesn't mean get down on the other gender. It means, what about all those other ones who aren't like that? How can I get together with them? And then maybe we can work on these people, mm-hmm. or maybe these are the ones that aren't going to make it and they just have to be who they are. But mm-hmm. I think we're out of time. The timer didn't go off, but I saw it 1 minute. Okay. I wanted to say one thing, mm-hmm. Uganda and all that gold. Oh. What you think is going to happen next?
We all know how the get down, get down. You know, they will release some type of virus, they release some type of human something. I mean, it's always going to be something because they need it, want it, and they feel like they're entitled to it. I think we're in the world of God now, though. And I use God because I don't know the man by any other name or the divine creator, woman, man, or whatever.
I mean,
by
that's right.
But I think we're here, and I think they cracked the door open, so the flow of spirituality can come out. And I think if you mess with it, there's certain things in the Bible that you can listen to and believe, and there's certain things you're like, I ain't going for that. But the one thing in the Bible is when they tell you, don't take the fruit. You know what I mean? Don't eat the apple. I never thought it was a real apple, but I always thought it meant when God tell you not to touch something and don't do something, because you will be punished to the highest. I think certain things are being released. I think those things like, go mess with Africa if you want to.
I believe a couple of those things. I think that typically what they would do in this situation is fund a rebel group and have a coup and get rid of the president and put somebody in who's going to let them have access to all that gold. But I, like you, believe that something has changed. That's why that WHO vote didn't go through. That's why a lot of stuff they're trying to do is not working. And I'm hoping that's why Africa didn't get taken out by the virus like they wanted it to. And I'm hoping that Uganda will be protected and this will continue. I mean, I just
think they're in a new place. Feel like I need to waste a hope, because I just feel it in my soul that I think we are living, not in my great grandmother who used to always say we living in our last days. I'm not even talking about those last days. I'm talking about, I think the same way we saw the inevitable happen in our lifetime, we're like, I never thought I'd live the day to see it snowing in Mexico. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I never thought I'd see the day where we'd have a Black, you know, just anything that you thought you would never see the day of seeing something. Well, I believe that these are the days that.
I believe everything's changed. I believe, yeah. But nobody else agrees with me. I believe America spiritually spiritually already crumbled. And if we would just do that kind of thing and pull back our energy, it will fall. But people are scared to do that. They are
comfortable. I think they're scared 100,000%. But I don't think in the midst of it, the fear is never, it's not even going to be a matter of a fact, because I feel like with the waters receding, all these things that are being uncovered, like there's, remember I told you I saw things that look like pyramids? Well, they're coming to light now. Everywhere around the world, these pyramids are coming to light now.
Like petrified giants, we gotta go. Petrified giants, all that. So next week, let's talk about how the world is changing, because I see it too. A lot of people, when I say this, they're looking at me like, well, see it everywhere I look on social media.
It's because you're woke.
Everywhere.
You're woke, and people are overusing the word woke, but they're not using it enough for me, because once you wake up, you can't unsee something. You can't. Once you see it, you're like, okay, I'm sorry.
That's what Dick Gregory said. When the universe chooses you, you can never go back and unsee what you have seen. But this has been fascinating. And we're coming back next week. And we're hoping that we are looking forward to all of you joining us, because we enjoy having you with us.
Absolutely. And once again, please like, subscribe, and tell everyone about our podcast, Kicking It with Kim and Tora. And we will be back next week with great topics just for you.
See you next time.
See you next time.